We are reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 125, item number 30. We're starting from the last line of this passage, and we remind everybody you can ask questions on our website. The related questions will be asked here during the lesson. So again, Kabbalah for the Student, page 125, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, last line on item 30. Thus, the majority of the excessive will to receive is completed only with the will to receive spirituality. Item 31. It is written in New Tikkun about the verse, the leech has two daughters. Give, give. The leech means hell, and the evil caught in that hell cries dogs. Hav, hav. In Hebrew, it's give, give. Meaning, give us the wealth of this world, give us the wealth of the next world. Yet, it is a much more important degree than the first, since aside from obtaining the full measure of the will to receive, giving one all the material one needs for one's work, this is the degree that brings one to Lishma, for her name. It is as our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot lo lishma, not for her name, as from lo lishma one comes to lishma. Hence this degree, which comes past the 13 years, is deemed holiness. This is considered the holy maid that serves her mistress, which is the holy Shekhinah, divinity. This is because the maid brings one to Lishma, and he is rewarded with the inspiration of divinity. Yet he should take every measure suited to bring one to Lishma, since if one does not strain for that and does not achieve Lishma, he will fall into the pit of impure maid, which is the opposite of the holy maid, whose role is to confuse a person, that the lo Lishma will not bring him to Lishma. It is said about her, handmaid that is heir to her mistress, for she will not let one near the mistress, which is the holy divinity. And the final degree in this division is that he will fall passionately in love with the Creator, as one falls passionately in love for corporeal love, until the object of passion remains before one's eye all day long and all night long. As the poet says, when I remember him, he does not let me sleep. Then it is said of him, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. This is because the five degrees of the soul are the tree of life, which stretches over 500 years. Each degree lasts 100 years, meaning it will bring him to receive all five prinot, the sermons, Neran Chai, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Chida, clarified in the third division.
Questions. Well, what nif?
What is it from lo lishma you get to lishma?
There's one state. If someone is in this one state and wants to move to state number two, when he understands what number two is that he wants, because otherwise, why is he moving? Yeah? Meaning, in state number one, he needs to first be capable of understanding or feeling the state number two, and to want it compared to state number one and compared to all the rest of the states that can be. Not in the imagination. No, that can be in his imagination. Then, if he wants this state two more than state one and more and above all the rest, then he awakens a certain force, which is called the light, which reforms, which passes him from state one to state two. This move is not that the fulfillment changes in him. That I knew this way and now I know differently. I felt this way and now I feel differently. Through the light which reforms, I thought this way, and now I think with a different method. I felt this way, now I feel with a different method of feeling. Not the fulfillment changes in our minds and hearts. Rather, the mind and feeling themselves change, and then one moves from one state to the second state. Meaning, what does a person want when he's in state one? I want to change, not the fulfillment. I don't care about the fulfillment. I care about the mind and feeling themselves, for them to change. I want to see them as such. How? The bestower.
The faster? No.
Did you get that? Well?
How does man depict this template inside him?
This comes through exertion and thought. And sometime. Another 5 years. We don't want. But what can you do? Hasten it, please.
He says that there's some of them that get from Lo Lishma Te Lishma and some don't get from there.
For whoever has an inclination for the wisdom of Kabbalah, a true one, he has a tendency for it, an inclination for it, because he wants initially to change himself. He only hasn't discovered it yet, and he doesn't understand it yet. He's ready for it. He's ready. It's a natural demand that a person doesn't agree to be the way he is. Like that. It comes. It doesn't come. It's revealed. Yes.
He writes here, until he doesn't let me sleep. Now,
to that point, no.
In corporeality, it turns out that the environment can awaken this desire in me. My brain says it can help me, and I think about it and think about it, and that desire grows and grows, and it just develops without my control. It's just something I think about. Now, in spirituality, how does it work? The environment turns my desire on, but it has to constantly keep working on it. It just doesn't go automatically like in the corporeal world. So, how does it happen? Is there a state in spirituality where the environment can ignite it and it'll develop on its own, or it constantly needs to ignite it?
In corporeality, you can awaken a desire artificially. Like that, you can constantly just turn yourself and warm yourself up and get warmed up about someone or get heated up about something or like that and like this. In spirituality, that doesn't work. In spirituality, it's only by you investing constantly in the environment. You cannot warm yourself up like in corporeality. It will disappear.
And then even though I reached a level of really close to he'll never let me sleep, then I let go of the environment and it just disappears?
You don't feel that it disappears. That's called disappeared. If you feel that it was and there is none, it's not disappeared. Yes.
We say, and so we talked about it today, that the difference between Beiton Achishena, that's not only I'm pushed from behind, but I'm also drawn from the front.
That's the main thing, that it's drawn forward. From behind, it's enough for you, only a trigger, they say. You know, something that awakens a little bit. All the rest of your work, it's like the Creator puts his hand on the good destiny. That's it. The rest, you received a direction, and you continue.
But in order to be drawn, I need something from the front to grab on. I can't just hold on to the air. I need something to grasp on, and it'll pull me. What am I pulling? What am I grabbing on?
אני לא יכול להגיד לך.
I can't tell you. For each person has an angel. That directs him. A force. A special force. And for connection, for participation in the general system. He is called an angel. And therefore, one advances, he doesn't know to where and why, through all kinds of impulses that he doesn't understand. The pressures are not from behind, like the steamroller of development. I'm shown something, I hear something, all of a sudden I run into someone, all of a sudden a book I discovered, all kinds of opportunities. That's an angel. That's an angel. So, what you're saying, I can't draw to you, I can't depict you in a better way for the time being. Later, you will see that these are our forces of development, like we learned in TESS. We are going to come closer to this very soon. We will reveal very soon in a language that will be clear to us. In TESS, it's going to be very clear. Well, yes.
I want to continue your answer to Niv. You said you don't have to run after the fulfillment, but always yearn for the new mind and heart.
I will even maybe draw this. I have a state, yes, one, and I have a second state. This is the heart, and this is the mind. And this is the heart, and this is the mind. Yes? So, I have here filling, fulfillment. And I have there fulfillment. That's it. Now, I don't ask, this fulfillment is a bad fulfillment, an evil fulfillment. This fulfillment is a good fulfillment. I rise above the fulfillment, good or bad, and ask a new kli, not the fulfillment, a new heart, a new mind. I ask to replace my mind and my heart, and not the fulfillment. This is called that we go through this way in faith above reason. Here is dvikut, adhesion. And here is separation. What I have here inside the kli is either good or bad. That's not important to me. What's important is here what I'm doing. The reflecting light, ol chozer. That's what's important for me. Yes?
So what's the difference between asking fulfillment and asking for a new mind and heart?
The intentions. The change of intentions. Yes?
Now, the desire constantly wants fulfillment.
Of course, that's its nature.
So where does it get that ability to not want fulfillment, but to want a new mind and heart?
By the light which reforms. By the Torah. Yes?
Now, when he feels the evil in his current state, and he asks for a new mind and heart in state number two, does he know what he's aspiring to, or he just wants a change? And that's where he's directing itself.
He knows.
How does he know?
How does he know he's working on this? Otherwise, how will he find? He needs to know somewhat what it's called, bestowal.
Cool.
That's it? Okay? Yes, Gershon.
In that passage from using that one method in blue to number two, it's a process of a whole lifetime. It doesn't happen in a second, right? And that space between them, those arrows, that's the spiritual process that man go through until he reaches the yellow circle?
This is the change.
A gradual?
The change of the attitude from himself to the Creator.
No.
Well?
I asked this once and I didn't really get an answer. What happens in that process of changing your attitude with mind and heart of a man?
What's more important? Mind and heart is me. Mind and heart is me. And here, me.
No.
Well, he changes completely the perception of reality. And in that process, what happens exactly? Let's say he was sensitive to the others in the beginning of the process, then during the process, like you speak with Tzvika yesterday, what happens in him during the process when until he goes through the yellow circle, from the blue circle to the red circle?
What? In the middle?
Yeah, what happens there?
The light is operating on him. Well, so what?
The fact that the light works on him, that's okay, but how can he know himself in this? I don't...
He doesn't know. No one knows himself. No one here knows who he is. How? It'll be known to you only, truly known to you at the final correction. What's to understand? You know the animal in which you live. You're living inside this beast, inside this animal. The animal in which you live, you somewhat know, somehow. but not yourself. You do not know yourself. You need to exit this beast and isolate it and know that it's here, it's besides me, and this is me next to it. And then to start working with myself, and in such a manner, you'll get to know yourself. Otherwise, you will always be confused. Who am I? Yes, by the wall there. If they'll give you the microphone.
In continuation to what O asked about the pressure from society, someone who's here in the group puts all his time in dissemination, is he going to get promised that he's always going to think good about the group?
No way. Nothing is assured for him. Or is this like an insurance policy? Or what? Why? Why is it insured? It's insured that he'll have work, that he will really flow in the right direction, but nothing is insured that everything's going to be okay, that the path is paved and everything's going to be good and easy. This is through corrections.
But he does everything he can in corporeality, and he sees that suddenly it feels unreal.
This is what the Torah is speaking about. And I don't see that speaking there about an easy life, about the nation of Israel in the desert especially, how every moment, every day and day, they get stuck with all kinds of problems and all kinds of sufferings are revealed in them, which are actually the corrupted vessels that are being revealed in them. And every time something bad happens, and every time there's a problem, and half of them die, and half of them like this and like that, until they come, until everyone dies, and a new generation comes to the land of Israel.
But that's why man comes here, to change his thoughts.
That's exactly, until you move. Like in this diagram, in this picture, from one state to another. If you want, I'll even write here, 40 years of the desert. Okay?
My question, in short, how do you reach a state where your thoughts, and not only your actions, will be in the group? That I know that during the day, even though I'm here or there, no matter where, I'm with the group.
You don't have to be concerned about anything other than your thoughts. That's it. Give it to the American. He's trying and to prepare in Hebrew something. But he can say it in English. Speak English.
Okay.
So it'll be faster.
You say that it doesn't matter what we do outside of the group. And I don't understand.
I also don't understand what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. At least say in English so you'll be certain that you're saying what you're thinking.
Okay. You say it's not important what we do in this world outside of the group.
So I don't understand. Well, I'll continue. Well, it's not important. The spiritual advancement depends on what I do in the group, and almost never depends on what I do on the outside, unless you're talking about dissemination. Yes?
But from year to year, I don't feel what you're saying.
Speak English.
Okay. It's as though because we were talking before about the religious, before we were talking about it, it's as though they have something we don't have, because in the meantime, in the meantime, We don't know what to do in anything in this world.
הוא אומר להבדיל מתחילת השיר שבו דיברנו על קהילות יותר דתיות, אז כאילו נראה שיש להם משהו שלנו אין, כי לנו לא ברור, ככה לפחות הוא אומר, מה לעשות עכשיו בינתיים בעולם הזה.
לנו אין מה לעשות בעולם הזה.
We don't have what to do in this world. You have to do dissemination. I'll ask it differently. What are we doing? Well, let's say, what do we need to do in order to reach the general correction, the private correction, everything that needs to be? We need to do dissemination. That's it. Dissemination to myself, dissemination to the group, dissemination to the world. That's what I need to do. Dissemination is called raising the importance. And then, like we spoke, and then raising the importance, meaning that instead of the suffering, I will advance in the path of the Torah, in the path of the good. That's called dissemination. What does publicity give you? It says to you, this is the most important thing. Leave all the rest of the things. This is what you need. That's what we need to do. For ourselves and for everyone. Then we will move from the path of suffering to the path of the Torah. And thus also for the whole world. I need to say it for myself, and also to the group, and also to the whole world. This is the role of the nation of Israel. Why? Because only we have a method, we are the owners of the method, to advance towards this force which draws, which attracts, and not the repelling or pushing force.
It feels as though, in the meantime, I sit and I just wait for something to happen, to feel something, because there's never any more clarity in anything that I hear you teaching.
בינתיים, אבל נראה שאני רק יושב ומחכה שאולי תבוא איזה הרגשה, איזה הבנה, כי אני לא מצליח להרגיש שום דבר או להבין שום דבר שאתה מלמד. בינתיים.
אדם שמתחיל ללמוד.
A person that starts studying, it takes several years until he starts to hear a little bit. Then when he hears, he also just hears, but he doesn't move yet. He still doesn't have a response. Words are already entering, they're penetrating the mind and even to the heart, but they're felt inside a little bit, but they don't yet reach the depth of the feeling in the fourth phases of each desire. As they bring him to a response, then he already wants to give a response, but he doesn't know how and where, and so he needs to enter a certain scrutiny. Not that it's in generality he has some sensation, but it's restricted and it's starting to feel more and more clear because it's directed as a vector. Then he starts to respond to what is going on in the group and to him and towards it. He starts to see that really what will happen outside of him, inside the group. It's like, it's not faces, it's a certain field where it's going to happen. And then he starts to relate to it more, to give it more importance, to be concerned, is he in connection with this or not? Later, then he identifies himself that he, even in all the states that are awakened, tries not to lose this, his connection with that field, which is called the group for him, meaning group. It's not faces. It's this general spirit, which the general spirit which exists between the friends. Something, it's not between the bodies, rather between everyone, and that is that belongs to everyone, it's maybe more correctly to say. And thus he, until he starts to see inside this field different forces, different discernments, a certain, it's not just homogeneous, it's not like unified, homogeneous, rather there's, there are all sorts of forms, relations, forces, you know, like the spikes on a bicycle wheel.
Spikes?
I think they're called the spikes.
Teeth? No.
What teeth? Not teeth. The spikes. In Hebrew, spitzim. Okay. And so there are all kinds of like this, and that's how he advances. So time, patience, and effort, exertion. Did you understand? Write that down.
No.
Can I ask another question?
Also from before, from the beginning of the lesson. It's as if, why are people punished? Because they don't believe that Kabbalah is the truth by the Creator.
גם בהמשך לחלק הראשון של השיעור, למה אנשים נענשים בגלל שהם לא מאמינים שהקבלה זו דרך האמת או הבורא?
נענשים?
Punished.
הבורא, כן.
People are punished? For, what are they punished for? There aren't any punishments.
This is how it sounds.
ככה זה נשמע.
I don't know, where is he getting with the fact that you dropped here from America? I understand, but where are you taking these things from? What do you mean people are punished? What punishment do you see in the world? According to what is revealed, the Rishimo, and according to his exertion, that's how he advances or doesn't advance. That's it.
But ultimately, people have to agree with what Kabbalah is saying.
אבל בסופו של דבר, אנשים צריכים להסכים עם מה שהקבלה אומרת.
מה פתאום?
No. Who said that? Who agrees that he's alive and what form he's alive and what will be with him? What are you talking about? What is this philosophy? What are you? Democrat? What? Where do you even have this approach from in life? It's not realistic. Where in this world is there a free man? In order to give you punishment, you have to be free. You're not free. You're completely forced. Punishment. Punishment you will feel when the Creator purposely, when you'll see that He'll distance you from Him, then you'll feel punishment. That's the punishment. That's it. And then you're going to start receiving it as a gift. Now, even though I'm punished, I can love him. To do a double close sinning to the Creator. There is no punishment. Punishment is it's something huge for huge souls. It's not that they can understand us. We're animals. It's not reward and it's not punishment. It's just advancing through the nature's process in order to reach implementation. Where nobody's asking you and nobody's giving you an opportunity. What? Somebody's letting you do something? We don't even study this. Oh, so later on, you don't really choose. If none else besides them, you don't choose anything. You only change your perception. And not that you have some opportunity to do this or that. You have no opportunity. You can only agree that the world is also polar and also one.
Then what is suffering if it's not punishment?
אז מה זה יסורים אם זה לא עונש?
יסורים זה נקרא
the suffering means that I feel that I can't justify the Creator.
No.
Only that. Okay, we're not even... Yeah, we didn't give him an opportunity. Okay.
Good morning, Rabbi. I wanted to ask you, what does it mean that a person is adhered devuk to the Creator?
You see, American, here, learn how a person asks. A question that shuts your mouth and that's it. Now I'll try and answer that. Again,
what does it mean that a person is adhered to the Creator? What is the meaning that one is adhered to the Creator?
A man adhered to the Creator means that all of his desires and all of his thoughts are all in bestowal.
So, it's not that I go to the synagogue or I read Tehillim every day, the Psalms every day.
It depends what intention you have when you go to the synagogue. If you go there and read Psalms all day in order to go rob a bank at night, so you're not really adhered to the Creator. But if you do that with the intentions to bestow to the others without anything for yourself, then you are adhered to the Creator. And it doesn't matter if you are in a body or not, if you are in the synagogue or not, the place doesn't matter. Place means your desire. Yes.
With the example of the spikes on a bicycle, what is it called when I build these connections? How through that can I bestow to another or influence to another? How do I do those connections?
But I already wanted to say that there's different kinds, different powers that with them, forces that with them were tied together, and then man can start entering the system. He can already see how he does good to the system.
What does it mean to benefit it? What I do with these, if I learn them, understand them?
You study them, you understand them, and you make it better. You enter a more
and enter the thought.
Special corrections, personal corrections.
Do I need to relate everything I see to the Creator?
Of course, that's what the corrections are directed to. But there's these and those, and we reach the state that a force is something simple. Like one or zero. But the connections between them, look what you can do with them. It's called the elementary particles. And even if I have this one elementary particle, the basic one, but look what all the wealth comes from different kinds of connections. Look at the Mendeleev table. What do you have there except for plus and minus, proton and electron? But look at all those materials. What's the difference between all of them? The different mix of the elementary particles. Nothing more. Three particles, let's say. There's more, but it doesn't matter. Proton, neutron, and electron. Yes.
And I need to look at this system from the outside, from the inside, both. Meaning, where do I look at this thing?
You can't look at it yet.
What should I inspire for?
You can't inspire. You can only inspire for unity. You unite all these pieces together for the Creator.
When everything is still outside of me, or that I'm part of this too? Meaning,
you exit yourself into the group, period. Asher.
Good morning. Can we go back to the previous picture of moving from heart and mind to... I wanted to ask...
We don't see the drawing. What's that? Now I see it.
Okay, the change of the intentions, is it a change in the thoughts?
I don't know. I think you are making a difference between thought and desire.
That's the scrutiny I want to do here.
No, but that's happening in us. And in spirituality, you put them together. The thought is the exact outcome of your desire. You have an action from the desire, and the kavana, the intention on that desire, that's called your thought. That is also interesting that with us, here this is the heart and this is the brain, let's say. Brain and heart. It's like two things and one has nothing to do with the other. Well, connected, but that works on that. Actually, the brain works on the heart. And on spirituality, we understand this is the heart, desire, and this is the mind, the brain, the kavana.
Okay, but at some stage, at least the process that I went through, that I feel, is that your desire, through the thought, you
that
they're connected one to the other.
You can say that one can control the other. That's correct. But they're both tied, connected.
Certainly.
No, because what you see here in corporeality has nothing to do with it.
No, of course not. But even when I do a certain action, what precedes what? When I move my hand, when I go to buy something, is it the thought that precedes the desire, or is it my desire to get it preceded it? Why am I asking? Because we want to do dissemination, right? Beyond me doing the inner change in me that I understood, for example, all the advertisers, what they're doing, they're putting a certain thought in our mind. That if I'll buy something, I'll buy this shirt or this jeans, I'll be happy. I'll be filled with joy. So I go, I buy this, and I say, wow, I feel great. For about a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then I go back. Actually, what I did here is this thought stopped bothering me. Because the bottom line is that inside this matter, there's no joy, there's no happiness in it. There's something that connects between those two.
You think.
I thought enough. I want you to help me with this point. I don't want to think anymore.
I don't understand exactly what you're asking about. Really, it's...
Really not?
Yes, Chanoch.
How do I feel and know that the Creator is distancing me?
Through the group.
In my attitude towards the group?
In your attitude to the group, the group's attitude to you? Yep. Keep going. What?
Ken.
Yes.
We soon are coming to the end of the lesson, and the organizers of the picnic are not here, but we have a picnic in the Bereshit forest.
I know. I'll be back by then. I'm coming.
So the question is, how do you see this picnic placed in this order of this attack that we're going through these 2-3 weeks that we started already last Friday, because for the time being the percentage of registration is very low, and we need to know, because the registration already opened, we need to know how many people are expected, because we have to logistically be prepared for this. We're going to be doing a barbecue there, we need to, and chairs and everything, so we need to know how many people are coming and how to prepare. How do you see this picnic?
I think that with part of the people, we already have some feedback from the last times. It's our groups, it's the... the people that are connection with us, so we can ask them simply, all the groups or all the lists. I don't know. Shimon already flew to. He flew to Germany. He's in charge of this list. I don't see that it's really getting filled. And according to that, let's say this. I see upon myself the measure that people are tied to me. I'm tied back to them. I feel connected back to them. I can't force somebody to bring a connection to me. I asked to fill that table of in Sviva Tova. People did it, a few hundred people, others didn't. Okay. And according to what desire they want to fill that, listen to me. And according to that, they can receive from me. It's automatic. It has nothing to do with me. That's how it is in spirituality. There can be mud without man. The same with the picnic and all these things. If we start and right away there isn't, we don't have a response from them, meaning they're not with us. A week, okay, something, maybe we'll do it. And according to that, that's the connection. That from there, that's where the desire works. So it wasn't just it comes from a desire. According to that desire, that's the connection. You can develop the connection, and I can say, no, I must be tied. I'm part of this. I want to answer right now. I'm writing my name down right now. Then the connection is stronger. It's tighter. And then according to that, we receive more. Them too, meaning from us. But according to their reaction, I'm not surprised when I come somewhere or that I hear that the groups are like this or like that, that they have some problems. It's laziness. What can I say? It's on their hands. That's why, and in Israel it's even, you know, negligence. You understand the character of these people.
Meaning, let's say the registration for the picnic itself is already a spiritual action that people can already do.
Everything we do for unity is a spiritual action. And it has nothing of corporeality. What do you mean? You come there to eat a piece of meat and sing a little bit, or what? Do a workshop. It's just the action itself is from all the things we do, from all the, what? The food is maybe 10% of the time. The rest of the time, people come to be in a massive connection between everybody. First a gathering of friends, then a lecture, then a workshop. I'm making two of them. Then songs and unity. And it's really like a pressure cooker there. It's a fire. It's a, that's why I don't even understand how you can well, think maybe I'll come or not. You have an opportunity to advance and make a jump. So we are done.
We just have to say that the newspaper has finally came out.
Yeah, the newspaper came out. It's called the Arvut. It will be disseminated all over Israel. And in the next month, right, and parts of it, or we'll be giving it out, whoever wants to. It's free to whoever wants it, or you can get it here. And in our places all over Israel.
Rav, maybe in one sentence, say, what would be considered to you a success in our hearts? What would be a success in your hearts in the European Convention?
The European Convention is a very special one. We have to unite there, and already from the unity between us that we're so different, people coming from 30-something countries, people from all over, everywhere, only if we can unite, it will give this big tidal wave of feeling, of understanding of the new life in Europe, and we'll start feeling how thousands of people speak in our style, think like us, even if they haven't read or heard anything about us. We discover this, how more and more they get close to us in their thoughts and opinions. And it all comes from that hidden dissemination that with our actions we make these tidal waves around the world. So I'm really asking, be with us in all these congresses. Thank you, Chaim Turkia. Right now he's in San Francisco, then in Chicago, that we'll all do it together. All the groups will already see you tomorrow in the convention. And for now, thank you and song.
Announcements for the end. The World Convention, Together Forever, European Congress, we're inviting all our friends for a regional convention of unity and opportunity to strengthen our bond between us and the unity between us in Frankfurt, Germany. For details, eurocongress.info, 22 to 24th of March, and a picnic of connection in Passover. This Pesach, we're going to have a great connection picnic together with a discussion with Rav Leitman, workshop, activities for parents and children, a lot of joy. Thursday, 28th of March, from 10 o'clock in the morning in the Bereshit Forest in Park Ha'Yarkon in Ramat Gan. For details, 1-700-509-209 or on our website. Have a wonderful day.
פותח את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה לילה שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה